Blog Talk Radio.
Regimen that it takes to get an animal where it needs to be, then more than likely you are probably more patient with human beings too. People who don't have the patience to train animals or think that animals can understand English or that they will just fall in line and do what you expect them to do, like you have some type of mind control over them, well, they probably don't get what they want a lot. But the people who take time out to understand that the way that a human being processes information is a lot different than the way that an animal processes information. Human beings that read, study, and research the mental characteristics of an animal understand, like, oh, everything that they learn and everything that they do is based on conditioning, repetitive conditioning. Find out what they like, which is normally a food, you know, some kind of food, some kind of treat or some form of affection. And they will learn to do whatever it is that you are trying to teach them. Unless you're trying to teach them like to read or do math or something like that or talk. You might get them to bark or meow, but to actually get them to talk, probably going too far. But it's the same thing with people. Some people don't take time out to understand that all people aren't the same. And the techniques that you use to communicate with one person might not work for everybody, particularly the person that is close to you. And maybe the way that y'all used to communicate when you were early in your relationship might be different than the way that y'all communicate now. You know a little bit more. They know a little bit more. You've experienced a little bit more. They've experienced a little bit more. You've let go and started showing things that you may not have shown in the beginning. They've let go and started showing things that they may not have shown early in the beginning. Can you accept that? Have you accepted that? See, one thing about animals is that they rarely experience anything outside of what you have allowed them to experience. Human beings are different. Human beings have autonomy, and they can go out in the world and see things that you didn't see them see. They can learn things that you didn't teach them or help them learn or see them learn. So they're going to come back with that information, and that is going to help them to either get closer to you or it's going to separate them from you. So it's a little different when we're talking about a bad animal. What is a bad animal? Some people don't believe. True pet owners, true animal lovers don't even believe that there's a such thing as a bad animal. No, ain't no such thing as a bad animal. The only thing there is a such thing as is a bad owner. Bad pet owners. Because pets take on the personality of whoever the owner is. Which y'all know. Okay, I'm talking about something. You mad at Crystal? I am not. But let's take Crystal for example. And for people who are just joining the show and never been here before, Crystal is the name of my kitty cat. Matter of fact, you there? Is you around? Yo, cat. Crystal. She's somewhere with her ears turned and tuned up like, I hear you, but yo, you know I'm in my spot, yo. I ain't got to get up. But anyway, honestly, for some pet owners, for an animal not to come every time you call them, that's a problem. Because that's their expectation. No, you come every time I call you. Got control issues. Cats don't really adhere to those types of control issues. So if you are a cat, if you're a dog person, see, a dog will come every time you call them. And they'll be ready to go. They'll be on go every time you call them. Cats, they'd be like, well, I ain't hungry right now. And I don't even feel like being pet, so I got to get in this average of 19 hours of sleep right now. I got to rest up. I'll be with you, but you got to wait. Serious animal lovers don't believe that there's a such thing as a bad pet. So as loving as my cat is, as much as I love my cat, and I do, I'm actually an animal lover. But if it was a situation where Crystal was shitting all over the house, tearing up all the furniture, and believe me, she gets her scratch on around here. I bought her a scratching post. She'd be like, scratching post? What's up with this chair over here? How about this wall over here? Yeah, I'm scratching the wall. I'd be like, yo, can you stop scratching the house down? Can you stop hissing and purring and blowing and scratching the house down? Another person that values the furniture or other material items more than the animal wouldn't put up with that. No, I'm not being patient with that. No, I'm not going to spray the object with something so when she smells it, it will make her go away and she'll have to find something else to do. They don't feel like they have to do that. And when you start thinking about that, you know, you start thinking about how people get tired of each other. Well, you should start thinking about how people get tired of each other. Basically, people get tired of each other when each other will not do what the other wants them to do, needs them to do, requires them to do in order for either one of them to be happy. That's when it's time for you to separate. They call it irreconcilable differences in the human world. In the pet world, they call it putting the pet in the car inside of a box, putting it inside of the trunk and driving it for an hour or two, and then leaving the box out there 2 hours away. Bye-bye, pet. And you know, people have done that. Plenty of people have done it. Pet owners are horrified by somebody doing that. Like, why would you do that? Why would you take a pet into your home if you're going to treat it like that? Other people who look at pets or animals just whatever, they're like, well, so what? Yeah, if you didn't want the pet and you didn't want the pet to come back, why not drive it somewhere out there? I mean, shoot, they was born out there in the wild, so they'll learn how to survive out there in the wild. Two different ideologies at work. Is one wrong? Is one right? What makes one right over the other? Basically, it's the way we feel about it that makes one feel right over the other one. Fortunately and unfortunately, I can understand both sides of the coin. I would never do it. But guess who would do it? My mama. Guess who has done it? My mama. She don't get into animals like that. So, yeah, she has boxed up a cat, took it way, way out, and dropped it off. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. An animal that you fed and, you know, you had the cat for a couple of years and you just got rid of the cat? Well, the thing is, I didn't want the cat from the beginning. I mean, evidently I can be mad about it all I want. It ain't gonna add up to a hill of beans. Cause that was a good cat. That was a very loving cat. It was a good animal. But her thing also was, well, if you like the cat so much, why didn't you take it home to your house? Like, I already got a cat. All right, well, if you already got a cat, shut the fuck up about mine. Well, she wouldn't say shut the fuck up because, you know, my mom don't talk that way. But she was sure thinking. You ain't offering no solutions over here? You shouldn't have nothing to say. And that's weird. Because the same woman that won't put up with a cat or a dog or an animal, who really don't believe that animals should be in the house like that. My dad was the same way. They were both, neither one of them were animal people. They just weren't. And I'm like, but y'all both grew up on farms and all that. And I'm like, yeah, that's why we don't think animals should be in the house. Animals is outside the house. Human beings go inside the house. Okay. But anyway. Neither one of them was serious animal people. It wasn't wired that way. They could take it or leave it. So, but both of them, my mom and my dad, were not quick to push people out of their lives. Weird. My dad especially, he kept bad people around all the time. I'd be like, yo, what? But an animal, got to go. We'll find another way to kill the mice. Got to go. I ain't got no time to be putting up with that crap. You know? But it is what it is. It is what it is. And you have to admit that you probably know people who will put up with way more from an animal than they will from a human being. And vice versa, right? This way, got it that way. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, we're talking about whether or not to get rid of a bad animal. Would you get rid of a bad animal? What does it take for you to consider an animal to be bad? Yo, you bad. You got a dog. The dog chews up your shoes. Yeah, dog chews up your shoes. And he also craps on the floor. If you won't walk it, yo, all that crap, you talk it. Yo, and it can be a problem. Got to do something else. Got to find a way to solve them. That's work. You got to be a much better trainer. Unless you want to be the remainder of the person that's going to be frustrated. Your dog sits around your crib and you really hate it. But sometimes people don't want to walk the dog. I know people who don't walk dogs. They have a dog, but they don't walk the dog. Dog's supposed to be walked. It's pretty much a requirement of a dog, of having a dog. You walk the dog. The dog walks. It's actually a good thing. You get exercise. The dog gets exercise. It's a routine. If you're not a person that likes to keep a regular schedule, you probably shouldn't have a dog. If you're not a person that likes to clean up after people, you probably shouldn't have a dog. You probably shouldn't have a cat. People don't understand. The cat shits everywhere except for the litter box. You look in the litter box is full of shit. Cats will not shit where they have shit before. You got to clean that thing out. That's the way they are. Now, they will shit or piss where they have smelled another dog or cat shit or piss. So even if you clean up that area, they can smell through that. Like, oh, this, in their mind, it's a safe shit and piss place. This is a safe shit and piss place. Okay. And you wonder, why do they always do it over there? Next thing you know, you boxing up a cat, taking a cat, asking if anybody wants to have a cat. I got a cat to give away if you want to come through. It's a pretty good cat. It's not a stray. Hey, I'm willing to give it all away. But sometimes people have an animal that they bought, and that's the one that they will put up with a little bit longer because the cat is an investment. The dog is an investment. It's a purebred animal. It's a purebred dog, 100% pit bull. I can breed this pit bull. Everybody in the hood wants a new pit bull. Don't worry, won't bite pit bull. Only bad people got bad pit bulls. You ain't got to worry about nothing pit bull. And that's true. Pit bull terriers are harmless dogs unless the owners are not harmless. Feeding them gunpowder and all kinds of stuff, poisoning the dog, and then wondering why the dog is crazy. Abuse. What's going on, T. Carey? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. And Emily, I saw that you called me before the show. Yeah, don't think I didn't see that. I saw that. And Weezy Breeland. Weezy Weez. What's good? She says, my dog is spoiled. She has me trained. You do. Yeah. Now, Weez Breeland is definitely an animal lover. 100% hard body. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill, and Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, always really great to see ya. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world was good. Okay, right, says, Crystal doesn't act like you. She's chill. Yeah. You see what happens when the cameras turn off. Crystal is not chill. You know what Crystal does? When I'm on the toilet, Crystal likes to jump. She doesn't want to jump on my lap, but she wants to dig her nails into, like, this thigh right here is damaged. This thigh right here is mad damaged from sweeping Crystal off. And she thinks it's like a game. So she comes, she sits, she looks up at me, and then she be like, ah! I'm like, yo, that skin. Ow, ow, punctured. It gets punctured by nails, punctured by nails. I'm allergic to cats, but I got it anyway. See, that's how you know you're a real dog lover. Like, I'm going to sacrifice my health for the good of being a pet owner. But, you know, I have gotten rid of it. I got rid of one animal before. I took in an animal that I thought was a stray. And the cat wasn't a stray. I already had a cat. This is when I had Lovey. And I took in this other cat. And I thought the cat was a stray. I went to go wash the cat. The cat didn't have no nails. I was like, this cat already? This is a used cat. So somebody already put the cat out. That cat lived for about 3 years. I put the cat back out too. It was a very uncooperative animal. It was. That was a very uncooperative animal. And Lovey was like, yeah, get up out of here. She ain't, you know, she ain't our kind of people, right? Lovey wasn't having that. Get up out of here. I'm not sharing no meals around here. Gary Chamberlain says, you have to be a responsible owner, and that means more than just feeding your pet. Those are actual facts right there. Actual facts, baby. She also says, neither will dogs. They won't crap where they eat and mark their territory. She also says, so true. Dogs are vicious when owners make them. Yep. That's the only time. That's the only time. Other than that, they be wagging. They can't even stop the back of them. You know what I mean? Butt just be. Can't keep their head still. Can't keep their back still. They not just wagging their tail. They be wagging their whole butt. Ain't nothing like a happy, friendly dog. I swear. That's why people love dogs. Because they just seem so carefree and happy just to be there with you. Like, yo, what's up? What's up? That's why when you see somebody abuse a dog, you're like, dog, you just a bad person. You really are. But when we talk about an animal being bad, we're probably talking more about an animal being a little more resistant to training than you might expect an animal to be. So if it takes you longer to train, to housebreak a dog or even a cat, because some people don't know how to, like, all you have to do to housebreak a cat is put the litter box there and put the cat in the litter box. Even if the cat doesn't use the litter box there, don't worry. They remember where it is and they won't miss. But they might miss. They will remember where it is, but not every cat poops right there in the middle of the litter box like you would expect. In your mind, you're like, okay, you go right in the middle of the box. Some cats don't like to get their paws in the litter. So they'll hold on to the side of the litter box and crap. And then, like, the crap makes it right there on the side. So, and not every cat covers the litter up. They'll just, some cats will just be like scratching the air. I'm like, you don't notice that nothing is moving? The cat is like, you think I'm scratching, you know, the litter into the over the crack. I'm just fanning them. You know, don't you smell that? It stink. I'm trying to, you know, give y'all a little breathing air. I don't know. Yeah, every cat doesn't crap inside the litter box the same way. So to somebody who doesn't understand that or doesn't study why that might be the case, they're going to consider that to be a bad animal. To them, they're bad. Like, they're just resistant to training. This ain't a good cat. Or maybe cats just aren't good. These things ain't all they cracked up to be. You might expect the cat to eat the mice. And the cat only wants to catch the mice and bring you the remnants. Here you are, you scared of mice, whether they dead or alive. Scared of the mice, dead or alive. Oh, Emma Dunlap is here. She says, I just got back. Did I get an answer? I don't know. Did you let it ring? We'll keep that between me and you. Let me see. Shirley Cheryl says, my cat is not my cat. She belongs to my children, but I do participate in spoiling her. It's interesting that you say that, Shirley Cheryl. My cat or the cat is not my cat. Like, that's not my cat. It's funny, the animals that we take ownership of. Like, yeah, well, that's not my cat. And we normally say that when the cat is not the kind of cat, when the cat or the dog doesn't cater to us. Like, when we can tell that we're not their number one. We're definitely high up in the rotation, but we're not the number one. When the animal treats you like number one, even if you didn't buy the animal, even if your name isn't on the animal, you'd be like, that's my animal. Because there's a bond there. There's a bond there. So that's the kind of animal that you would probably fight to keep and probably fight somebody for trying to get rid of. Human beings are just as or more territorial than animals are. Whether or not to get rid of a bad animal, what is a bad animal? Thanks for the likes, y'all. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And what I'm really talking about on this show is simple. I'm really talking about the relationship between animals and human beings and the relationship between human beings and human beings in relation to pets. Because the same way that you might be mortified and horrified by somebody getting rid of an animal that they've had for years and years, like, how can you do that? It's like giving a child away. You know, animals become part of your family. You raise them. You know, they've taken on your personality. How could you possibly give them away or drop them off at a faraway place? Some people have driven their dogs or their cats far away, and that cat or dog showed right back up at the crib days later like, yo, woo, yo, you left me out there, but I remembered the way back, man. I'm good. Oh, man. That's why people started putting them in the box so they couldn't see where they were going. Dogs and cats will remember the way. You drive them far, far out. A few days later, they'd be making their way back to you, girl, with a burning heart desire. They'd be right there on the doorstep like, yo, daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay. And I know the kids miss me, and they did. Normally, when you get rid of the family pet, you are a lot of child resistance. No, don't get rid of them. You can't do this to Fifi. No, mom, no, dad, please. Well, if y'all start cleaning up, if y'all would clean up after the animal, I wouldn't have to do this. But we getting rid of this damn thing, because I'm tired of blah, 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 blah. And I paid too much for this living room set, and I'm tired of blah, 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 blah. And I'm tired of stepping in this mess down the basement, and I'm tired of blah, 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 blah. These kids don't appreciate nothing from us. They're getting tired of blah, 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 blah. Y'all spoiled it way too much. That's blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm getting rid of this damn cat today. I said it's tired, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm, you know, giving this dog away, and I'm tired, blah, 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 blah. Anybody with some puppies there? I got a few of them. I'm tired, blah, 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 tired, 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 blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. Carol says, I love dogs. Somehow I can see you being a dog lover. You know what I mean? The animal that loves you back. Carol says, I had a bad turtle. Man, a bad turtle, it wouldn't play nice with the other turtles, and a bad bird that made noises all night. Oh, she mad. I know why the caged bird sings, but I don't know why the caged bird won't shut up. Why Maya Angelou never made that book? I don't understand why the caged bird won't shut up. Birds singing and chirping sounds real nice. But when you hear that, when the birds start to squawking and squawking and squawking and squawking, you'd be like, man. 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 Carol says, ain't nothing like having a bad day and your dog greets you, wagging their tails and jumping around you. And they do it 100% of the time. You can set your watch by it. It ain't going to be no dogs. That's one thing about dogs. They don't get moody. They don't get moody. The only time a dog may change their stance on something is when they're not feeling well. And that's a sad sight to see. There is nothing worse than seeing your dog sick. And, you know, they can't, they want to get up, you know what I mean? You can see, like, I want to get up and play with you. I want to get up and show you love. I want to do stuff with you. But right now, all I can do is smile at you and wag a little bit. But I got to lay down. Tell the kids I love them. Yeah. Nara says, the cat and dogs we had were lifers. I could dig it. I could dig it. TK Wright says, dog came back home like, whew, I almost didn't make it back. We kept him since he came back. Yo, it's real, baby. It's round. It says, in Queens, everybody drove the unwanted animal out to Far Rockaway and released them into the streets. I said, yo, man, that really is a, I don't know. That just seems like a mean thing to do. Like, it does. But shoot, human beings have done that to other human beings. All right, go live with your father. Let him put up with your shit for a while. All right, you know what? We sending you off to boarding school. I don't care how much it costs. Yeah. Let them get you together, because other than that, you know, parents be, other than that, I know these streets are about to chew you up and all of that, and I don't want nothing to happen to my babies. Translation. I don't feel like raising you. I didn't even want to have you. But since you're here and you're unruly and you don't want to listen, I guess I got to spend a little bit more money in order for somebody else to give you the attention that you need, because it ain't me. You know, very, very few parents will admit that they ain't no good parent. It's a hard thing for any parent to admit. Like, no, I'm a good parent. You know, these kids out here, they just do whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. TK, right? So it's Carol, Far Rockaway is mostly beach, so people told themselves that it was more humane. I got 100 guns, 100 clips. And I'm from New York. Little girl upset, shaking my head. Taki, what's you made about that? You mad? Exactly, Omar. A sick dog is a sad sight, and it happened to one of mine. I'm telling you, man. A sick dog will, yo. You know, until you actually see a sick dog, you know, the term sick as a dog don't be making that much sense to you. But when you see a dog that used to jump up on you all day, used to go get the, you know, the kind of dog where when you go get the leash, they be like, yeah, I'm here. Ah, woo, we about to go for a walk. We about to go to the park. We about to go around the corner. Ah, yeah. Or the kind of dog that'll go get the leash. Like, yo. I gotta go to the bathroom. I see you on the couch watching TV, and I'm gonna watch some TV, but you do, but I gotta crap. And you see a dog go from that to the thing is, cats get sick and they get better. There's something, the resiliency of a cat, is that non-live stuff really is real. Like, you can damn near poison a cat. A cat will come back. A dog? You poison a dog. I ain't never seen a, have you ever known a dog to come back from poisoning? I mean, seriously. You know, you got a mean, evil-ass neighbor that didn't like animals, didn't like your dog or whatever. They poisoned your dog. You could never improve it. Nobody has ever been able to prove that their dog got poisoned, but you know that something happened to your dog. And normally, by the time you find out that the dog has been poisoned, it's too late. I've never known a dog that came back from being poisoned. Cats, shoot, I saw Lovey on her deathbed, or what looked like her deathbed, plenty of times. Like, I don't know what you did. Did you eat a bad water bug or a mouse or something? I know she was like, oh, I'm summertime, losing all her fur. You know what I mean? All skinny, looking like a crackhead cat. Next thing you know, she's like, ah, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. Thank you so much. Oh, Carol says, I miss my dog. Thank you for that super chat. I miss my dog. You know what? Just reading that. When you say I miss my dog, to me, that means so many animals and people. I miss my dog. I put up a post on my page today. And the post said, I was talking about how much I miss my dad. And boy, do I miss my dad. But I was talking about how, like, one of my coworkers was saying to me the other day, he was like, you could tell who's making money around here because you be taking out the trash, you be doing all of this work in your good clothes. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I ain't got no good clothes. If I come to work, whatever I wear to work is my work clothes. But my dad was like that. That's where I get that from. If the work had to be done and the money was on the line, he didn't care if he was wearing a suit. He'd take the suit jacket off. But his thing was, look, I can get this suit cleaned. I can get this suit repaired. Or I can buy another suit as long as I make enough money to be able to do that. But this job going to get done. This work going to get completed. And I didn't really realize how he affected me in that way, but he did. So when I see I miss my dog, I'm like, wow, Carol, that's more prophetic than you might have even meant. At least to me it is. I miss my dog. Lordy, lordy, lordy. I miss my dog. Carol says, my children and I cried all night when Dewey got sick. Carol says, you're traumatizing me, Omar, with your antics. I'm sorry. Wag, wag, wag. No. Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Save yourself. Okay. DK Wright says, Carol, my dog has a small challenges, but we love her. She's 9 years old, and we are bracing ourselves. Ooh. Stacey White says, my cat is good. That's what's up. Carol says, I feel you, Taki. It's devastating to lose a pet family member. Whew, is it? DK Wright says, our pets always have our last name. Of course, it says cast name. Okay, so she fixed it. She said last. I don't know where that goes. Carol says, I really don't like you right now, Omar. Look, I'm sorry. I'll be back, y'all. I'm gonna go over there to this doggy bed. Hey, the kids are home. Hey, kids. Anyway, we were talking about whether or not to get rid of a bad animal. What might be bad to you might not be all that bad to me. We all have different tolerance levels. But shoot, look at how much we put up with our human beings. our people. You know, some people will put up with more from an animal than they will from a human being, and a lot more people will put up with bad humans, and I mean bad, bad. You know, because like I was saying, pets are normally only as bad as we train them to be. But them damn humans, out of control, baby. Out of control. You know. Out of control. But still we rise, right, y'all? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Mism Show. Whether or not to get rid of a bad animal. You know what I mean? You got rid of your boyfriend. You got rid of your girlfriend. They was bad animals. Complete with crapping on the floor. Speaking of crapping on the floor. Have you ever been to a public restroom and somebody shit on the toilet seat? How does that happen? What are we doing? Carol Chamberlain says, you can't train humans, or so it seems. Actually, they're supposed to be the easiest things to train. The problem is, they're also the most resistant to training. Or, you know, they say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You actually can. But human beings will resist that training at every turn. Make you real mad. So plenty of times we have gotten rid of bad humans. They wasn't going for the training. Yeah, I'm going to throat punch him. Ah. What is all this violence? See, dogs wouldn't do this. Cats wouldn't do this. Look at this. I'll box him for you, Carol. I mean, I'll box him for you. Okay, cool. Emily says, I'm starting a GoFundMe for my dog, Buster. He's sick and need medicine. Buster needs your help. Oh, that's a shame. Blessings. Blessings. Prayers up for Buster. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yo. I don't understand it. I don't understand human beings that shit in a public bathroom and don't flush. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I would never want anybody to see my shit. Like, that's for my viewing only. Nobody should be able to investigate my poop unless you go to, like, a poopologist. You know, and they have to analyze it to determine something that may be going on with your intestines or your colon or something like that. Other than that, I don't see how you can be okay with that. Emily says, Buster needs money, not prayers. Oh, yeah? I think it's a little odd for somebody from down south not to believe in God, but okay. God, please, you know, I would pray for Buster, but I need about, I don't know, knowing Emily, maybe about 500. I'm sure, you know, if that's too much, you'll find good uses for the rest. Alhamdulillah. All right. Gary Price said Buster's a stuffed animal and his what? His innards are coming out. Oh. How real is that? Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious glorious, glorious. December 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Adams Burma. Turning 30 years old today, and go get her, my girl Shirley Evans. Happy birthday to you, holding it down for the D. And also Olive Nagari, turning 38 years old today. And Leary Laura Mercado, happy birthday to you. And Carrie Harris, happy birthday to you. And Marion Rice, turning 60 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Marion. And also Nicole Monroe, turning 44 years old today. And Damian Vaughn Russell, turning 54 years old today. And last but not least, Deborah Meacham Robinson. Happy birthday to you. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes for anybody who shares this birthday on his glorious, glorious, glorious December 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, whether or not to get rid of a bad animal, you know, there are so many, the same adoption protocols that are in place to give a child, an unborn child or a newborn child or any child a good home when the parents aren't fit to raise the child or aren't ready, not fit to raise the child, those same adoption protocols are in place for animals. And as crazy as it seems or sounds, there are plenty of people out there just waiting to have a new pet, one that they think that they don't have to train as much or minimally as possible. So, you know, there are alternatives out there than to have to drive all the way out to Far Rockaway, Queens from Philadelphia. When you think about what it would take for you to get rid of an animal, or whether or not that animal was an integral part of your life and part of your family, the same way that you probably have to think about the human beings in your life that share those same characteristics in that same vein. And you'll make the decision one way or another with both of them. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. The same way that you think that an animal will be out there in the wild if you put it out, it's probably the same way that you figure, well, since you don't want to live by my rules, or you think you're too grown or you too independent to do what I say or what I need you to do, then you go out there and you live your life the way you think is best, and you let me know how it works out. Good luck. They say all a man needs I'm gonna save that for tomorrow. We will be back on tomorrow 1 p.m. more like 1:30. Let's just say 1:30 tomorrow for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. But we will be here somewhere between 1:30 ish. Yeah, no, it'll be before 2. Look, I'll just be getting home in the morning. It ain't easy. It ain't easy, yo. Thanks for coming through, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yes. Yes. All you got to do is say yes.